You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients webinar series. Do we have a show for you today? I'm your host, Ian Shelley, and thank you so much for joining us. I can just see everyone. I can just feel the energy. I can feel the consciousness, the vibrations that this beautiful, beautiful group is putting forth. So thank you for joining us. The Wisdom of the Ancients series, it's about ancient wisdom. It's about what was once known, maybe forgotten, and is ready to come forth again. Ancient practices, ancient knowledge and wisdom, not only from our own planet, but from all worlds, all galaxies, all dimensions and realms. Now, ancient also means remembering our own true core, our own true self, the greatest version of ourselves, who we can be, our higher selves. And the theme for this series is vessels of love, light, and service. So may we all be open to receiving any messages the divine has for us so that we become a true offering and do our part to help raise the collective consciousness for ourselves and all beings in all worlds. And we call on the ancient ones to support us today to open our hearts. So let me introduce our next guest to you. It's going to be an amazing show. We have Lisa Transcendence Brown, globally recognized author and speaker, evolutionary, gatekeeper, gridkeeper, wayshower, expert in multidimensional quantum New Earth existence, ancient key code holder and light code activator, re-educator, teacher, guide on the realities of physical body ascension, holographic reality access, Gaia and human physical light body evolution and individual collective global ascension, the evolution of humanity through much higher consciousness existence, crystalline unity, love, cosmic consciousness, through all awakening to remembering fully to affect and transform the physical through their own higher consciousness and how to harmonize all through pure source, light embodiment and full alignment from within. So it gives me great pleasure. I'm thrilled to welcome Lisa to the show. Hi, Lisa.
Hey, Ian. Hi, everybody. I'm really excited to be here with you guys. That was like, you were like robust with that, dude. Thanks.
Yeah. Bring it. And that's what
it's
about.
Oh, like, wow, the excitement in that energy. I'm like, oh, loving it. Thank you.
Absolutely. Honoring who you are, all that you be. Amazing. Amazing. Today, Lisa is going to be speaking to us about introduction to the various levels of awakening and some of the things that you can experience during the call, how the outer world is in response to our inner world. You're going to see how all is vibrational energy and then the physical, not the other way around. How much dimension is a level of consciousness first, not just an etheric one. And also you'll see that as we embody our soul, New Earth becomes a physical realm that we live in, shifting from a linear existence, 3D, 4D, to a quantum one, 5D and above, and also discover how we can only achieve through purity and love. And as you know, we're going to open up the phones in a little bit, so star 2 to raise your hand. I know there's so many of you already just really eager to speak with Lisa and get her guidance and her wisdom and her vibration. So star 2 to raise your hand or put your question in the question box on the webinar page. And, you know, we'll get to as many as we can. So, again, amazing to have you here, Lisa. Thank you for saying yes to the show.
Thank you for the invite. I'm really excited. I love doing anything that assists with the elevation of consciousness and for all of humanity, because it's really important for all of us. So thank you. I'm excited to do this with you guys.
Absolutely. You know, there's so many places to start, and we're just going to have the information and the energy flow. But why don't we do this, if you don't mind? Let me just have you, you know, tell people a little bit more about yourself. You know, certainly you've brought your community to the show, so thank you. But we also have people who might not have seen or experienced your work before. So maybe just in your own words, you know, just tell people what would like to about yourself and what you do.
Okay. Well, for me, it's all about the work. It's all about what we're here to be and do. So I don't tend to go back a whole lot, because once you come to a certain place, it really doesn't matter anymore. But for those who don't know me, I fell backwards and upside down into my own awakening process with no clue whatsoever. And so I was one of those that kind of got drugged through it and woke up the harsh and rough ways. This was my journey, my choice, and it took me a while to understand. I had a lot of heavy-duty clearing, a lot of heavy-duty stuff to go through. In order to wait, I was a gatekeeper and a gridkeeper for New Earth before the 2012 gateway, and I had no clue that any of this existed. I was very linear. I did everything, running, the corporate, the businesses, the everything, computer programming, anything linear and logical. I was full blown in that reality until it was time for me to wake up, which happens for all of us. It's just that some of us, the stronger our ego, the harsher the ride. And so because I was completely disconnected and had a really strong, I was very strong masculine as far as, I was very feminine looking, but very masculine with my energy. I was a power structure, which I am now, but through love. And so basically I went from understanding nothing and completely disconnected to my body and everything shutting down and everything being ripped away from me, if you will, in order to wake me up, which is what we call a harsh awakening. We get shocked awake, we get jolted awake, we get shaken awake, we go through all of these things that wake us up if we don't want to listen, if we don't want to open up on our own, which is why we do the work we do, is because it can be a much easier ride. There are going to be challenges because of the matrix programs that are embedded in our body that we didn't have a clue were there, how deep the ego went. We didn't have a clue. And so coming through the, I woke up before, a couple years before, I started waking up like in 2009, completely confused. But I was a walk-in here, and this is my first existence in physical. And so the reason mine was so rough and harsh is because it was my only earthly existence. And I had to do everything in this existence so that I could actually remember it all in order to teach and assist with the evolution of humanity through this shift in consciousness. So, but beyond that, once we came through the 2012 gateway, I had become an ascension guide and a gatekeeper and a gridkeeper, which we have certain duties and roles that we agreed to fulfill here, which is opening all the portals and gateways to all the other dimensions, holding them open, and sharing all of the knowledge and information that comes through for everybody else who hasn't gained access yet with their own evolution here, which is, it's beautiful to observe now versus years ago, because so many people are awake, so many people are emerging, so many people are coming together, so many people get it. But it's a huge process. It's processes inside of processes, and it has been occurring this whole existence. So it's not, just because I started to wake up, if you will, in 2009, I was always trying to wake up. Every part of my journey up until that point was a part of this. And it's that way for all of us. We just don't understand it at the time. So, but for the last many years, it's been dedicated to service. First, I had to go through consciousness expanding in order to achieve a certain state of consciousness. And then what happens as you hold that state of consciousness, then you get to your body actually will go through a rigorous process, which is what a lot of people are going through right now, which is a purification process to drop the density. And that has nothing to do with physical. That has nothing to do with weight. Weight will be all over the place for a lot of people for a while. But your body actually changes the dimensions. You actually get to walk in multiple dimensions. At first, you access them in the dream state. But the more we hold and elevate it in a higher state of consciousness, we get to pull our body, if you will, out of the lower realms and expand beyond the third and the fourth dimension into the fifth dimension at first with our consciousness, which gets a bit weird and bizarre for a while. And then as we bring our body through, we get to actually play in all the dimensions, work in the other dimensions, and we get to see all the other ones. But for a while, when we first physically ascend, you cannot see the third and the fourth dimension anymore. They're gone. They don't exist. And then once you actually once we come through that part, then a crystalline light body, we have different light body phases that we will go through. And the light body phase itself, you'll have tons of energy and you'll be creating and excited and it's all amazing and you're in bliss and magic. And then we hit crystalline state. Before the light body activates, a lot of people will sleep. Sleeping is a part of the waking up process. A part of the memories going is also a part of the process. There are a lot of things that are part of this process that our linear logical human doesn't understand. And when I refer to human, I'm talking about our ego aspect, our veiled aspect that doesn't have access to see anything yet and stuff. So if I say human, I mean ego. Because once you expand into other galaxies and you're actually looking at everybody on Earth running around, it's just a bunch of humans that have no clue. And so you actually do get to see from all these other dimensions, and you live from all these dimensions too. Part of the embodiment process is becoming all of these higher self aspects. And so we have an embodiment of our soul where we actually recall all of our fractal aspects and we merge as one inside and we go to physical body ascension. And then we move into oversoul, which takes many years within itself, because then you don't just have one higher self, you have a bazillion of them. And you have to clear all of the distortions of all of your existences, and it's inside of the body. So the body plays a huge part in this process, because the body's vibration, we have to get our body's vibration high enough in order for it to physically ascend. We have to get, and physical ascension is the embodiment of your higher self, and merging on a soul level, and then all your other higher selves will start to activate. You'll feel psychotic for a while. It'd be like losing your ever-loving mind.
Right.
So,
wow. So
all right. Let me throw that in there. So where would you like to go?
So where I'm going here is that is a lot of that this possible in this lifetime, or were you actually referring to multiple lifetimes as you explained all of that?
No, I'm talking about right now. We've already done this. So multidimensionality occurs as you embody your soul. And so a lot of people still think it's one day, and it occurs as you clear all of the distortions, as you clear all the programming that's held in your body. And this is where we start to pay attention to programs. This is where we start to pay attention to this is an unconscious program or this is conscious. No, I'm talking about this lifetime. That's what a lot of people are going through right now is ego death. They're going through death and rebirth cycles. And we do go through it, and it can be quite intense. When I was going through it, it was physically painful. My body actually came to the brink of death many times, because you do come to the point of death on a physical level, on an emotional level, and on a mental level, so that all of your body's mental, physical, emotional, and your etheric body is what we call it in the beginning, can merge as one. Your etheric body being your soul body, it doesn't float around outside anymore. It's inside, which is why I take everybody inside, is to connect with themselves on a soul level. What everybody's going through right now is soul consciousness. What everybody's going through right now is their soul. How do I explain this? Okay, on a human level, we used to walk around, if you will, and, you know, we move to spirituality for a while, and then you transcend spirituality too. That's just a practice for a while, and that's where our human, our ego aspect has to practice these things. Well, we don't practice these things. We live these things. This is our life. And we hold an immense amount of light. We transmit light in every word that we speak. We transmit light in every action that we take. We transmit light, light encodements. We read light encodements. We communicate through light encoded data and information. It's an amazing evolutionary process. We become quantum computers. Literally, we process a ridiculous amount of data simultaneously, and all these different dimensions open up. As our heart opens and we clear all the human programming, then what will happen is we'll move from a human heart to a higher heart. Then you have a third heart, which is on the right side of your chest, which is your divine masculine heart. And once you open all these, the whole chest area will clear. Well, a lot of people are going through the bronchitis, and we use these words to describe, but it's not what people think it is. The flu, frequency, light upgrade, FLU. It's light running through your body. And every light body phase has a different immune system, has a different nervous system. Our bodies have to constantly be tuned to process light through our body so that you can function as pure light consciousness in your physical body. You don't go back to sleep again, but your body goes through a rigorous process. In order to hold all of this light, it has to constantly shut down. There's a lot of sleeping that occurs. Go ahead, Ian, sorry.
No, I was just, agreeing as you're going along there, just acknowledging. So, talking about vibrational energy and physical, we do have a tendency to identify with the physical, but, even on a mental level, as we are spiritual, some of us, right, still spiritual.
In separation,
practice,
we're still spiritual.
Yeah. No,
it's a practice.
I get what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We have the intellectual concept down around. We understand that energy is vibrational, but sometimes we fall back to our human ways. So let me ask you this:
right.
If you could, for us, explain how energy is vibrational and not physical, given your experience with it.
Okay, say it again. Vibrational, how energy is what and not physical?
Yeah, exactly. So it's all vibrational energy and not physical. So could you give us
the thing. When we first start waking up to energy, at first I was so linear and so human. I couldn't understand energy. I couldn't feel energy. And I'm like, I don't get what you guys are talking about. I thought everybody was crazy. It's a process of learning to tune your consciousness into things. It's a process of learning to get so fully present that you merge on through a state of consciousness with everyone and everything. It's a deeply connected, sacred state of consciousness that connects you on a quantum level instead of a linear one. So it means completely letting go and full surrender of your ego aspect. It's a complete dissolution of your own ego by understanding and observing your own ego. In the beginning, I use "in the beginning" a lot, because when you function from the present moment, when you function from zero point field, when you function from this space of consciousness, nothing else exists. There's no future. There's no past. It's all gone. All you have is this moment right here, and from this moment is what you are creating as a reality, which means you are very conscious of your every thought, you are very conscious of every action, you are very conscious of what your body is transmitting out. Most people have no clue what their body is transmitting out. We do. So you have a light body that activates. Then you have a crystalline light body, then you have a plasma crystalline light body, and these are actually real things. They're not a concept of a one day anymore. That was pre-2012, if you will. Pre-2012, nobody knew what was going to happen. We were going to enter, no time and the Mayan calendar and everything. And this is true, but it's all on an energetic level. Not one bit of this is logical. There is what we call logistics. Because once you enter a quantum state of consciousness, then everything is quantum mechanics, quantum physics, quantum, you have logistics, mechanics, schematics. You have all of these things that become available. Everything is sacred and geometric. Our realities are all holographic. And you have access to everything simultaneously from this space here, but it's through a state of consciousness that you maintain where you don't ever shut down or go back to sleep again. Your heart never, ever, ever closes. You have no protection mechanisms necessary. Your muscles, you have to relax the muscles of your body completely. So that the muscles of our body are actually the grid work for the earth that we walk on. And I stopped for a moment so you can process.
Yeah, myself and I'm sure others too. So let's go deeper there. Let's talk about the muscles. Let's talk about the physical body. And you mentioned earlier how it's so important to have the physical body, clearing the density and prepare ourselves for this journey. So
it will do it automatically if we honor the process. Okay? But this is the thing about it, is that in the beginning on a human level, we try. We're implementing new practices. We're implementing, and what you're doing is you're basically retraining your human. Okay? All new ways. This is a complete re-education of our entire belief system through higher consciousness. So everything, you basically throw everything you once believed out the window. It's not true. None of it is. And you start from scratch. And basically, what's true and real, there's no more duality. Duality has to completely go. Okay? Once you physically ascend, you move to a unified state of consciousness. That's how you ascend. First, you ascend your consciousness. And when I ascended my consciousness, it still took me a couple of years. It takes that long for your body to reconstruct on a DNA level, to completely break the linear constructs down and reconstruct through geometrics, through your light quotient. When I say you, I mean all of us. Okay, the body itself is your vessel of ascension, which is where your Merkaba comes in. I'm just breaking a process down here, okay? Our Merkaba, we had old ways of doing it that were very linear, but for me, I explain from my own experiences. I'm not providing something I read in a book. Okay? I share from my own experience and my own expansion of knowledge and how everything works. You get to see on a universal level. All your neural pathways open up. And when your neural pathways open up, they open up your ancient wisdom centers, which comes through your heart. Your pineal gland completely decalcifies and gives you access to all the other dimensions too, so you get to see. So like a lot of people right now are going through their eyes being blurry and they can't focus and they can't see, or they're seeing little plasma stuff. That's your pineal gland opening up. It becomes a crystal. As with all the crystals in your body too, you can actually see the crystals through the skin, which is really cool. When you can go outside and breathe and put your arm or your hand up, and when you breathe, you can actually move and watch the crystals under your skin. You can see it with your eyes.
Wow.
Very cool. Yeah. I know. When I say we are crystalline, I mean literally. I'm not talking about a woo-woo-y thing.
Yeah. I can feel mine, but I can't see them. No.
you will be able to, the more crystals. Okay, so here's the thing. I'm trying to explain a process and create a visual because it's easier to understand. So as we elevate our consciousness, then elevating your consciousness is your light quotient. As we elevate our consciousness, expand our consciousness, as we open our hearts, as we let go of the victim, the story, the judgment, the need to blame, the lack of responsibility, and I mean on a soul level, this is about how we treat each other. This is about how much we actually care. This is about an entirely new value system. This is why so many people go through the abundance issues. It's because a new earth existence is a completely different reality that matches vibrationally your level of consciousness. Physical matter takes form in response to you. So the more you elevate your consciousness and tune in vibrationally, you get to see. This is where materialization and dematerialization comes in. This is where all of these really cool things that we talk about on a human level, this is where they actually occur. This is our reality, telepathy. A lot of these are humans' words. Telepathy on a human level is the exact same thing as being the unified field of consciousness. You communicate through a field of consciousness. You read the entire field. Everybody and everything in your field of consciousness you are aware of, and the vibration of, and everything transmits through vibrational frequencies and tones and sounds, and you hear all of this. You feel all of this, but it's no longer a trigger or something that's pissing you off or digging up your deepest, heaviest, duteous stuff anymore, because you've gone through that. And basically, that's all our programming. That's all our conditioning. That's all our linear constructs and beliefs. And all of that is what everybody's going through in order for the physical body's vibration to raise. This is about physical body ascension, which occurs with the ascension of our consciousness, maintaining our ascended state all of the time in every exchange. No longer going human. We call it going human. No longer bringing your ego into anything. No, and the beauty is now we're in the entire clearing of the entire Akash, cosmic Akash, which is off the charts, which is why so much is going down, is because that's where the entire matrix system was housed. And everybody is clearing this from their physical body, because their physical reality is a vibrational alignment to their body. That's why we shift the focus off the physical reality and move it inside. Move it inside. What's going on inside of you? What are you feeling right now? This is where you basically pay attention to every thought, every emotion, and you let go of the judgment about all of it and start to realize that your power is through your presence. Your power is through your recognition. Your power is through your awareness. And your ability to decide and choose. And there's a lot of saying no here. You will be surprised at how much we say no for a while. Then you don't have to say no anymore. Because what you've done is, on a human level, we have no boundaries, nothing, no healthy boundaries, if you will. And as you establish boundaries and put boundaries up and start saying no, you shift out of the third dimension into the fourth dimension, and you actually do change dimension with your physical body, so that when I walk in the world, I only have the most amazing experiences. I only have beautiful experiences. I only engage. My world is very different. I don't have the stuff that other people have. The reason being is because that's my vibration. That's what I transmit out. That's the only thing I will allow. And each person here, when you start to see, each person walks around in their own universe. All of us make up the multiverse here. So each person doesn't realize that they're walking around in their own universe, their own reality, experiencing their own reality for them. I'm going to stop.
Yeah.
No, I don't know if I answered your question.
The conversation went exactly where it needed to go.
We go around the world.
So for those who are really ready to see the new earth, to activate the frequencies and the realities, and to get, you know, possibly to where you are, or certainly along that path of transformation, so they are ready to do that, what would you say to the people who are listening today who really want to make that change in their lives?
It's a commitment. It's a full-blown commitment that this is that you, when you say the words, I'm ready. So Ian, I'm going to play with you for a moment. When you say, what would I say to those people who are ready? You have the human ego saying, am I ready? And then you have the soul aspect, the higher self saying, I'm ready. And they're two different vibrations. I'm going to explain vibrations for a moment and play. The human ego will say, oh, I'm ready, but then it doesn't want to do anything, and it still keeps playing the old games. That's not ready. Ready means that you're going to basically put everything you got into this. Ready means that you're going to make a commitment. Ready means that you are truly ready, because most people, I will tell them, close your eyes and go inside. When you close your eyes and go inside, you take your linear human ego's ability to control away. When you close your eyes and go inside, you can tune in on a different level. You can actually hear your soul speaking to you. when you close your eyes and go inside, you can shut the distortions and the distractions, and your pineal gland actually opens up. You can open your heart. You can do all kinds of things just by closing your eyes and going inside. And it took me a couple years of closing my eyes and staying inside. I wore earplugs for like 2 years to shut the whole world out so I could hear the whole universe. I hear every frequency. I hear the whole cosmos. I hear gamma rays. I hear all these things. And every one of us have these capabilities. It's through our evolving as light. Mm-hmm. But basically, it's a commitment. You have to make a choice, and then you basically dedicate yourself. When you dedicate yourself, everything will get really easy, a lot easier than it was before. Because what will happen is it's not a process of trying. It's a process of allowing and being completely in tune all of the time, always listening, establishing a communication system, and there's a trust system that you have to create with your unit. It's not the universe. It's your universe. It's you. Your universe is you fully expanded. Your universe is you in a higher dimensional reality, if you will. When you become with the one on a soul level as the entire universe, there will be no separation whatsoever, and your little human ego won't even come into play. It won't even be visible. If it starts to rear its little ugly head and wants to, you know, needs attention or whatever, or some old program comes up, you just look at it and say, no, not okay, no. And you don't give it the power, and you don't go into it anymore. It really means making a choice as to which reality you want to experience here. Now, waking up to walk in a waking dream, literally heaven on earth, we have to anchor heaven on earth from within, which means we're anchoring light within our bodies, and we are holding light with every breath. We live as light. We don't go back and play in the human games anymore. We don't play the ego stuff. We recognize it, we see it, and we say, no, that is not acceptable anymore in my reality. No. And we basically hold everybody accountable for their behavior, for their treatment, for their actions. We don't need the words, because we can read the vibrational frequency of everything. And so human words are empty. Does it make sense?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
But humans just a show. Will listen to the words and then get angry. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Or blame, or say they lied to me, or they betrayed me. Nobody can do anything to us that we don't allow. The only difference is our level of consciousness and whether we are tuned in and listening inside. And when our body says, no, don't do that, and we go against ourself, our soul, when we don't listen, we're the ones, and I'm going to use human words here for a moment, that get a lesson. Now, a lesson is just an experience to teach us, don't do that again, or next time you're not going to like it, don't do it again. But on a human level, we don't want to listen, because we have human-aligned realities and we have soul-aligned realities, and they're very different realities. And what everybody on Earth is going through is aligning their realities on a soul level. Because New Earth went multidimensional pre-2012. It went full-blown multidimensional with the 2012 gateway that opened up. And everybody is walking around in multiple dimensions. The ability to see and understand is based upon our current state of consciousness and how present we are within the moment, and identifying the vibration, identifying the energy. And you basically, you study the whole human experience so that you can understand. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. Well, I am almost ready to go to the phones, but not quite yet. But star 2 to raise your hand if you'd like to speak with Lisa or put your question in the question box. So I wanted to give you that opportunity if you are feeling like you wanted to have a chat with Lisa and ask her a question. But let me go back to Lisa. Lisa, let me ask you this. You mentioned old programs. What are some of the old programs or belief systems or patterns that keep us anchored in the old Earth and keep prevent us from moving upwards or integrating with the new Earth?
Everything that's of our ego, which is going to be blame, shame, guilt, judgment, Anything that's duality, anything that you're battling against, anything that creates resistance, all of these things, they're a part of the ego programming. And basically it's about bringing everything into unity inside. Everything that isn't love is duality. Everything that isn't the deepest level of respect is duality. Everything that isn't. So on a soul level, we function from the highest state of consciousness, which is the deepest place inside of us. So the deeper we go inside, which is where everybody's going, if you'll notice, you're always going deeper, right, Ian? Deeper, deeper, mm-hmm. deeper. You're going deeper inside to connect on a soul level because our soul is pure. Our soul doesn't hurt. Our soul isn't mourning. Now, all of those programs do represent all of our other existences, but you even collapse the past and the future. There's no more past lives anymore. All of these things that were of separation within ourselves, they collapse inside. And we collapse
yeah.
in ourselves.
Okay.
We have an inner matrix. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, wow, what a paradigm. Beautiful. The collapsing of the past lives.
You collapse the whole thing into this present moment. This is the beauty, and this is what we agreed to. Every bit of this is an agreement on a soul level. We all chose this on a soul level. So not one person is a victim here. It's just our ego playing out victim mentalities. Okay? It took a lot to get to this point to not only understand but actually see how everything works. You gain access again through purity. You gain access through your heart. You gain access through living a pure existence with no more ego anymore. And when you dissolve your ego, now, that's not to say we don't still have ego programming, okay? Because there will always be some type of ego programming that will present. But the difference is the fully conscious being will be aware of it, and it won't even play out. It's like, oh, there's another program. Clear that right now. You don't even go into it. You don't even care. Clear it, and you keep going. Now, the Akash that we're in, the cosmic Akash, because we have different levels of Akash, Akashic records. Okay, we have a human Akash. We have a galactic Akash, which is we have halls of the Mente. We have all these different levels of Akashic records, and they all have to be cleared. And so going through clearing, you have Lemurian, Atlantean, you have all of the different galactic ones. You have all these different existences, and there are distortions within every one of them that you clear from within your body. They're held on a cellular level in your body. What everybody's going through is the clearing of the emotions which represent a belief, clearing of the emotions which represent a victim mentality, a blame, a shame, a guilt. And most people think that it's all about, on a human level, who did what to who in the human reality. And technically, that's only the trigger or the reinforcement of a belief. Okay? And the moment we realize that everything occurs to clear programming, everything, if it isn't completely pure and from the deepest places, most sacred connected place inside of you that is pure, it's your ego. And the moment we realize and understand that this, it's really easy to clear that programming because all you have to do is see it and then choose. Okay, clear that, clear that. You can walk around all day long, clear that, clear that, clear that, and clear it, clear it. When an emotion comes up, instead of suppressing or repressing, you honor and respect the emotion because that's what held the body in the lower dimensions. And I mean frequency bandwidth. The bodies were held in a lower frequency bandwidth that your body has to clear in order to clear the bandwidth. Does that make sense?
I'm going to have to hear that again. I know what you said, and I'm not sure if I'm alone here, but I didn't fully comprehend it.
Okay. Your whole body, third dimension. Okay. So if use your visualization here to see as I talk. Your whole body, you, we, okay, in the third dimension, our whole body was asleep. Our soul could not come through us because we held so much suppression and we were so shut down and disconnected. Our body actually disconnected, and I'm going to say fell from consciousness, which is one truth, because there are many truths. They're all true. Doesn't really matter because they're all true and they're not true anymore. When we fell from a state of consciousness, we entered into a third dimensional body and we walked around in the third dimension for a while. Then it's time to wake up. I'm doing it linearly here to make a point. When it's time to wake up, we enter the fourth dimension, which is basically the third dimension represents now the literal hell on earth. So anybody going through hell, you can understand you are in the third dimension. Your heart is closed. The moment you realize that, then the moment your heart starts to open, you're in the fourth dimension where you have to then make a choice. Are you going to choose the purity of love, the fifth dimension, or are you going to close your heart and protect yourself back into the third dimension and go back to hell? Fourth dimension is purgatory, bardo. It's where duality exists and you have to choose which you're going to allow, which one you're going to let play out in your world. Because the entire physical reality is our creation. We're the ones that held it in place. And in order to leave that physical reality, you have to clear that vibration from within your body so your body can leave the dimension. It's an entire frequency bandwidth.
Okay.
When you physically ascend, you leave the third and the fourth dimension literally with your whole body. It doesn't exist anymore. You can see it, but it's way out there, and it doesn't enter your world. And if it does, you deal with it. You're like, nope, not okay.
Okay.
I'm stopping and letting you guys process.
Yeah. So if you're in the fifth dimension and your body's not part of that, but yet you are still in the body, in a sense, because you're here on the earth plane and you still have a body and you still eat and drink and your body stays.
All right,
your heart
so here's beats. Where I want to stop you. Hold on. I'm going to get you right now.
Yeah.
The perception pre-2012, the truths and the realities were different. I'm using pre-2012 as a marker point. Pre-2012, the third dimension was the physical matter dimension. That's no longer the only truth. You got to wrap your head around new realities. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
The fifth dimension has a physical reality that you walk in. The only thing is that in order to live a fifth dimension or higher vibrational reality, in order to bring your whole body through, you have to live from a place of love and respect and integrity in everything that you do. Every moment. You don't get to go unconscious anymore.
Yeah. Okay.
Fifth dimension or higher. I mean, we blew the fifth dimension out of the water years ago. Okay. We've been in 13, 14, 15, then you hit up in the 20s. I mean, you can maintain these higher states of consciousness and you bring your body into a higher dimensional reality where you actually watch physical matter take form. Things materialize. It's beyond cool. But you cannot do this if you're unconscious. You have to be fully conscious within the moment and you have to be choosing. And your vibration affects physical matter. Your vibration tells physical matter what to do. I'm breaking this down in different ways. That physical matter, that person standing in front of you, they are a mirror. They are a vibrational response to what you hold inside of you. Well, when you're standing in your power as love and you're coming from your purest place, that person in front of you doesn't hold power anymore. Those things don't hold power unless you give your power to them. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
It means completely taking your power back and standing in your power, but as love. You're doing this because you love everybody. You love yourself. You don't compromise anymore, ever again, for anything.
Thank you. 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 Thank you for sharing. Thank you for showing. Beautiful.
It takes, it's not an easy process.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of programming. We all have heavy duty programming we got to clear. But the beauty is your perspective. If you get it and you understand, yes, I can do this. So I'm going back to what you said earlier about I'm ready. Do you notice the difference between the humans, I'm ready with all the doubt and the I'm not sure?
Oh, yeah. Oh, clearly.
Okay.
Clearly,
so the reason I'm bringing this up to you is because that doubt and I'm not sure transmits a vibration out, which tells physical matter, tells your universe, which is just your higher aspect of you, that you're not ready yet, which means it can't come. It can't happen because you're the one that's not ready. You have to completely be ready with every cell in your body, with every breath that you breathe. And when you are, you're going to transmit out the vibration of I'm ready, and then things can start to come and materialize for you. There's a being and a doing that is divine masculine, divine feminine, divine child. We have all of these things that we become. It's very pure. You have your inner genius, your inner wisdom, all of these aspects. The importance of this to understand the difference between, and what I do with Ian is I ask every person, when you say I ask you, which aspect are you right now? Are you your human or are you your higher self? Which you is saying that? Which you is talking to me right now? Because most people have no clue which you or me they're being. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
So when you're talking to me, and go ahead, sorry.
All I was going to say was there's a veil there. There's also an illusion.
Exactly.
We're speaking from our higher self, but really
we think we are. Yeah, no, exactly. And that's why I call every person out. Because that's what we do for each other. From love, we call each other out. Which you are you being, E? Are you being your very highest aspect of you right now, coming from your highest place, full power, full love, respect, integrity? Or have you gone human again? Because we can tell vibrationally. People don't even have to talk to us. Everything's visible. You can't hide in vibrational frequencies, energetically. We exist in a quantum field of consciousness, which means everything is visible here. So for you, Ian, for everybody, when you say I'm ready, close your eyes and go inside and say I'm ready and pay attention. You will feel the hesitation. You will feel the doubt. You will feel resistance. You will feel I'm not ready yet. That's your truth right then. The words don't matter. Your vibration does. And so what I tell people is get ready fully. Sit, cry consciously. If you got to go get angry and stomp your feet and go hug a tree, it doesn't matter. Get it out of your body because that's what your issue is. That's your vibration. That's your block. All the words we use, that is what's stopping you from receiving everything you desire here. Your hesitation, your doubt, your lack of trust. On a human level, we don't trust. When you expand your consciousness and open your heart fully, you don't have any doubt anymore. Ian, can you tell the difference when you're fully expanded?
I can tell there is a difference, but I'm not fully there yet. Because
that's okay.
There's an element,
because all you have to do is recognize.
Yeah.
Now, here's the key. Okay. I know I throw a bunch of stuff in here, but that's the point. Okay. Here's the key. Is to be able to maintain that expansion 24 hours a day. That takes practice. That takes consciousness. That takes full presence within yourself. That means paying attention to you and everything outside all simultaneously. It's called the field of superconsciousness. you're conscious of absolutely everything all of the time. Now, the cool part is, in order to walk on New Earth, your whole body has to achieve a gamma brainwave state. I call it a body wave, because your whole body has to achieve that vibrational frequency, which means there's a lot of sleep that has to occur. In order to achieve a gamma brainwave state and be able to function in these vibrational frequencies with your body, you have to shut down and go to sleep a whole lot. Because you have to actually enter the dream state in order to anchor the dream into the physical. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
So those who won't go to sleep, sorry, I'm going to have to say this to make a point, you're ripping yourself off.
Mm.
Because the way you anchor the dream is through anchoring your light, and you anchor and integrate your light in different ways. One is through your sleep state, through learning how to lucid dream, through reconnecting and staying connected. And this is the cool thing. When I first started realizing that I could walk in and out of different dimensions, I was in my bedroom, and my bedroom became a huge portal. That was like, I mean, I could see Lemuria and Atlantis and play and have all this, but I would get up and leave my room, and the vibration would drop. And I would step outside of my room and go, whoa, what? I mean, it was a dramatic drop vibration. I know, I'm telling you this so you guys can play. Your bed becomes a portal. Wherever is sacred to you, whatever, wherever you lay your body, you create a portal that you can go put your body back into if your field is clear. And your body will start recharging. It's called a pod. It's your light ship. It's where your Merkaba will build. And then once you physically ascend, it turns into an entire Stargate system. It's phenomenal. Our existences are beyond. They're mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Now, the reason I tell you about the playing with the different dimensions is because I started walking through portals and things would start opening up, but none of that stuff could start to occur until I did it inside first. You have to do this stuff inside first.
Mm-hmm.
You shut out all the other distractions. You pull away. Me time becomes we time. It's where you converge on a soul level. It's where you connect. We love our alone time. Love it. It's where we create. It's beautiful. But on a human level, our humans don't like alone time. We will avoid alone time at all costs, right? Alone time for us is a place we can create. It's beautiful. It's where you're able to maintain connection. There are many ways you can do this. And what I tell people is flood your consciousness, flood your every moment with the highest state of consciousness that you can. Surround yourself, get obsessed. When I did this, I got obsessed with my soul. It became my only priority here. And what happens is when you get obsessed with your soul, then you are preparing, if you will, to fulfill your highest soul purposes here. Your galactic missions, your human roles, they become the same thing eventually. But back to the question a billion years ago that you asked me, Ian, it's basically being that committed, being that serious.
Yeah.
But it means caring that much and realizing that each person gets a choice on which earth they want to walk on, literally old earth or new. New earth is heaven. Literally, it's bliss. It's magic. Somebody years ago told me, you can't live in magic all the time. I said, oh, yes, you can. Unicorns and fairies and dragons. And yes, we can. The thing about it is maintaining balance and stabilizing the immensity of these light codes that activate these Stargate openings that occur every freaking day, all day long now. It doesn't stop, and it's not going to. It's going to continue to accelerate because I'm going to take you back into a comment you made, if I can remember it, and it was something about this physical. We all live in a physical body, okay? So this is the way I break it down so people can see. You have a third dimensional body. You have a fourth dimensional body. You have a fifth dimensional body. Your fifth dimensional body is your light body. Your light body is your soul. It's your energy body. All that is that you are going to embody your soul where your light takes over and runs your body. We literally function on light. It's not 3D anymore. Now it's 3D is your experience. 4D is your experience. 5D is your experience. Are you having a 5D, new earth, beautiful, amazing, magical experience? Or are you having a 3D, I'm in hell one? That will tell you where your body and your consciousness is. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So we want to get our minds away from the old ways and beliefs. I don't set an intention. I get up and I go do it. The old ways was let's set an intention for one day. And I will ask people, what are you intending? When? When is that going to happen? As your higher self, you get up and you go do it. As a human, you will intend. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So if I look at you, Ian, and say, Ian, what's the intention for? When are you going to do it? Do you see the difference? The delay is the barrier between the dimensional realms.
Yeah, it makes sense.
When you collapse that time from intention to acting from a conscious place, you collapse the entire dimensional realm into this moment. And you start bringing it forth here. You can bring forth any reality, activate any reality, call forth any reality, command it, but you got to be it to do it. Does that make sense?
You got to be it to do it. Yeah.
Yes, you do. You got to stand in your power. You got to be that love. You have to be the one because your vibration dictates the literally, I want you to imagine yourself in a bubble. And realize this is your universe you walk around in. That bubble is your Merkaba. That bubble is your universe. And if you want it to occur, when you expand your consciousness and become it, you pull the codes that float around in your field. You activate them inside of your body. You pull that reality inside. And when you pull it inside, you stand up and you go be it and do it. And you start pulling that reality here. We don't seek anything. Once you ascend to the fifth dimension, you stop seeking. Everything just comes to you. Beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful.
And it's easy. Go ahead.
Great. Now, I was going to go ahead and if you're done with that that train of thought there, I was going to go ahead and open the phone line. So we
let's
can
do
get
that.
Some,
yes, please.
Let's do that. Let's go to the phone
Let's
line.
Let's do that.
All
okay.
right. So here we go. We're going to go to Reisterstown, Maryland. Reisterstown, Maryland. 1737 are the last four digits of your phone number. You're on live.
Yes. Hello. Hi. My name is Lena.
Hi, Lena.
It's so nice to talk to Lisa.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you? What you got
doing
for us
well.
Today?
I'm doing well. I'm going through some very strong clearing for several years right now.
Well, I want to tell you that I know it doesn't feel like it, but that's a really good thing, okay?
Yes, and I feel like I'm close to breaking free. I just have this feeling inside me that it's somewhere very close.
Awesome.
What I'm experiencing is, and I know it's not my voice, but I'm experiencing some voice, and it looks like a programming sometimes.
Okay.
Well, I mean, all programs from the ego.
Right.
But I know it's not mine.
It is yours. Okay, but hold on a minute.
Uh-huh.
The reason I want to say this is the moment we say it's not mine, we step out of our power and we're not able to take responsibility or stand in our power in order to dissolve the construct. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
If you believe it's not yours, you have absolutely no power whatsoever, do you?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
It is, it's an aspect, it's a version, it's an old dimension, it's an old program. It might be, it might sound like a voice of somebody else, but that's just a vibrational frequency of how we hear.
Mm-hmm.
So for you, I know you didn't get to say what you're going to say, so I'm going to be quiet, but one of the most powerful things we can do is own everything as ours so that you can let it go and clear it yourself. The moment you own it, you can clear it. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
Own it. But it doesn't own you. The okay?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, it's practically was my question because it's
mm-hmm.
become a little bit louder lately.
It's going like, to. That's how photonic light presents. Mm-hmm.
Like kind of in a panic 24/7.
It's distortion. Okay, so let me explain this. We are in high photonic activity 24 hours a day. We entered photonic realities, and what they do is they make distortion louder, and they will bug us and scream, and they'll show up in our reality over and over and over again. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole point. Photonic energy shows us where our duality is. Photonic energy also gives us great abilities because your consciousness can travel through different fields and through stargate systems, and we can actually access everything easier through photonic light. But when you hear the distortion, so I'm going to ask you the question. When you hear the distortion, what do you do?
What I do? I mean, I observe it. I see what it's staying for.
Okay. So here's the thing. Pay attention to the feeling. The feeling's going to tell you everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Whatever the feeling is, that's where that distortion is held.
Uh-huh.
So if you can understand that, write a new program. Don't like the old one? Write a new one. What would you rather? What program do you want to tell yourself? Do you want to keep telling yourself what that thing says, or do you want to tell yourself something completely different?
Completely different.
Then write something that counteracts that one. So
mm-hmm.
for all the people who hear, I'm not good enough, then say no. And Ian, I'm going to have to say it, bullshit. You have to get really strong with your ego. No,
mm-hmm.
not true anymore. I don't believe it. And then tell yourself something that counteracts that. Not only am I good enough, I've got amazing gifts. I've got all this to offer. You can, one of the things I used to do when, because I had really strong programming, okay? It was intense. I had one of the strongest egos known to man. I had to be broken many times, okay? Because that's what the ego has to do, is be broken. Well, if you can see the ego, you can just dissolve it yourself. You can do it many ways. You can say, you know what, that's not loving and kind. No, I don't accept that as my reality anymore. No, it's not true. And you just start saying no, not acceptable.
Right. Right.
And if the fear comes up, then say, okay, body. And this is where you start talking to your body. Okay, body, clear the fear. And what will happen is you'll have tears come up. You'll have anger come up. Okay, let's clear the judgment. Let's clear this. This is my duality. Let's clear this. And all you have to do is choose. Clear it. And honor the process. And what will happen is when your body's trying to raise its vibration, it'll go into a heavy clearing process. The beauty is you don't have to be stuck in it, and it doesn't have to run your world anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So you can take that energy and make it productive. You can take that energy and go start writing or go out in nature. Or go do something nice for somebody else. Start shifting that energy. Does that make sense?
Yes,
don't sit
yes,
in
totally.
All day long.
Yeah.
Don't sit
totally.
In it all day long unless you need to honor a feeling from a place of respect for yourself. Because the body was asleep, literally, and it's waking up, which is where all the nerve endings and people are starting to feel a lot of pain. And that's the body coming alive. The body will release all the pain, but it comes up through emotions and thoughts and beliefs. And when we understand this, we honor the body's need to release all of that stuff. We don't try to suppress anymore. We don't try to repress it. We don't try to push it back in. You basically go all into it with everything that you've got so your body can clear it so it can shift its vibration. You'll start to feel energy moving and spinning and vibrating and all kinds of weird stuff going on. That's a part of the process too.
Mm-hmm.
And your body will want sleep and nature a lot of alone time too. Does that make sense?
Yes, Lisa, totally, totally.
Thank you, Lena.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Write a new program, sweetheart. Tell yourself a different story, okay?
Great.
Yay.
All right, let's go to Denver, Colorado. Denver, 7734, the last four digits. Hi there. Is it Jennifer, maybe?
Hi. This is I had no idea you were going to call me. I just love you guys. Thank you so much for everything. Lisa, you seem like... so cool, and I just love learning from you.
Sweetheart, what do you have for us today?
I really don't have a question. Do you have anything for me? I'm just sitting here so enjoying myself.
Oh, no, thank you. I really appreciate it. No, just keep doing what you're doing, and just I can see that you enjoy your life. So
I do.
Keep sharing that.
It's
very important. I can see. Just keep sharing your light and embracing the new and get really excited about what's coming. Y'all guys, let go of all the fear-based stuff, okay? Let it go.
Yeah.
Yep.
You don't need it anymore. It's not true.
All right.
It's part of the old Matrix program. So, but for you, no, just keep sharing your light and embracing. And one thing that's really important for all of us to understand is part of unity consciousness is sharing, a ridiculous amount of sharing. There's no giving. I don't give anybody anything. I don't give them my energy. I don't try to save. You share your light, and if you don't have any light, you go back, you pull away, and you build your light again. Does that make sense?
Totally. Okay.
Okay, just share your light in absolutely every way because you become the beacon, you become the lighthouse, you become the thing that opens the portals for other people and to show them the way. And we all become way showers. We all end up being gatekeepers and grid keepers here. This is a part of our roles for all of humanity. So first thing is just share your light with absolutely everybody. So no, thank you very much.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Thank you. I love you guys.
Love to you.
I love you too.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, speaking of sharing, I'd like to share with everyone how they can experience your work. And so I'm going to tell everyone, if you are on the webinar page, then go to the orange button underneath Lisa's photograph, and it says special offer. So click on that, and I'll take you to a page that says it'll say introductions to various levels of awareness. Okay, WOTASummit.com is an address. If you're not on the webinar page, you have to type it in and you want to follow along. So WOTASummit.com/Lisa, which is LISA. Everything's lowercase. So if you want to type it in, WOTASummit.com/Lisa. Otherwise, click on the orange button and you'll be taken to this page and you can follow along. So Lisa has a beautiful offer that she's put together for everyone. I'm not sure if this is something that's, you know, brand new for the community or, so if you can take us through this will be wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you. Okay, so what I did is it's important for everybody that does this work in consciousness. Our whole goal is to, let me use the words, bring everybody else through, but we're not trying to do it or impose on anybody. We make everything available so that each person can choose when they are ready to do this work, okay? It's the deep inner work that opens New Earth up for everybody as an actual physical reality here. And so what we do is we provide the tools, the resources, the opportunity, but we let everybody choose when they're ready, which is the beauty of all of this. And what I do, everything is encoded in light. Every word I speak, every interview, all the work that I do, it will activate each person on a multidimensional level. Your higher consciousness DNA, it's not a linear process. So while our human ego can't see anything is working, it's actually working multidimensionally, activating the encoded DNA that we have, activating all of these things, activating new awarenesses and all these things to come forth so that we can actually vibrationally shift and choose easier. The quantum light body activations that I included, and yes, a lot of this is work that I've been doing for years. I put together this package for your community specifically. The package I put together is a new package of a combination of things that I offer. So if you're familiar with my work and you've been doing this with me for years, then you'll want to check and see if you've already got this stuff. But what I did was I pulled ones together that would create a package focused on each person ready to transition to new earth realities here. And so this package is focused on assisting with transitions. Those who are ready to transition out of the old and into the new. Those are who are ready to transition with their body for physical body ascension. And the quantum light activations actually work on a cellular level. So you can sleep to them. You can play them over and over and over and over again, and they will actually activate for you. The reason I do it in the English language is because our linear logical human wants words, okay? And so for me, the way that I do my light language, if you will, my light work, is through the words that I speak. And they are harmonics. They are symphonics. They are to harmonize and to transmit through vibrational tones, light encodements. And so when you're listening, you're receiving the light encodements that actually activate everything that you already know. And it goes to your ancient wisdom and your higher consciousness within you and assists you with activating this yourself. So the quantum light body activations that I chose were the ones that felt appropriate for this package is clearing ancient energy. So these will work. They don't have to be really long. It's the transmission. It's the receiving. It's the state of consciousness of each person. You just have to be really ready and put them on and go to sleep. And that's the beauty. Half of these will put some people to sleep. When your body wants to go to sleep, it's raising its vibration, which is really important to understand. So clearing ancient energies and clearing old beliefs, limits, and limitations and fears, which are really important to do this consciously because it's a lot easier when we do. Making the invisible visible to see and release through love. Everything has to be done through love. Otherwise, we're in a program again. Activating the belief frequency, ancient portals, and magic from within. Each one of these will bring each person into a higher state of consciousness and assist with new understanding, new realizations, new things to apply, understanding the higher realms and lower realms within, because everything is inside of the body. The higher realms and the lower realms and everything is activated inside of the body, and then you expand your field of consciousness from within in order to access them through your field of consciousness and then activate the physical matter to respond accordingly too. Then I also felt important to include the abundance karma, which is everything is from unity consciousness. And so you clear your abundance through unity consciousness, your abundance karma, through unity consciousness. And there are certain things that the more you unify inside, the more you clear all of this programming yourself, and the more you activate your higher consciousness abundance, which is infinite and easier, and it comes to you on its own. So these will assist with activating these and clearing the programs that are in the way and activating the codes that are dormant inside of your body to release the light codes and the information where you hold it inside too, which is, you want to do it the easy way, but you'll be doing the work in your waking state in order to accelerate yourself. All of these accelerate your process. So, like, I have some people that do the quantum light activations 24 hours a day. They play them over and over and over and over in order to achieve and maintain a higher state of consciousness all of the time. It helps them continuously. Some people play them all night long. They'll pick the one that they want to assist them with whatever right then. And so you can actually do this, and it'll assist you to continually accelerate. If you do, our ego thinks it does something one time. Oh, I did that one time. And that's not how our higher consciousness works. It's an all the time thing. It's a repeatedly, it's a continual thing, because what you're doing is you're overriding your old states of consciousness. Does that make sense, Ian?
Yeah, sure it does.
Okay. Yeah. And so the quantum light activations are the first part of this, and I broke it down into three parts. Those you can just put on, listen to, whatever you want to do. Part two is physical ascension in our crystalline light body. Because when we're going to physical body ascension, it gets a little bit weird, especially with our body. And if we don't understand what's going on, we actually have programs and resistance in the way that tends to create our own suffering. The old belief systems for what everything is backwards. It's the opposite of what's true. And so if we don't know that we're operating under old belief systems, then we keep operating under those old belief systems until the belief system breaks, the mentality breaks, the energy breaks. And so this is a 5.5 hour teaching discussion. I do most of my stuff in all live groups, and then I record it and make it available. This is a Christian Lane Light Body course. And what I did was I taught, and then I had brought a group in, and they asked questions, and we answered the questions, because then it actually makes it real for other people. They get to hear other people's experiences and what they're going through, and that this is actually reality. This is real. We are going through this. We are physically ascending. Yes, this happened. This lifetime, not only does it happen, we've done it. So the beauty is it's not a concept of something that we're trying to achieve one day anymore. It's now for everybody. It's all vibrational. Everything is vibrational now. So when you bring everything into zero point field and you collapse all other times into this one right here, your capabilities and the possibilities and the opportunities are all available right now. All you do is raise your vibration. Time doesn't go to the left or the right anymore. It goes straight up. Does that make sense, Ian?
It does. Yeah.
You collapse it all into this moment, and all you do is just keep raising your vibration by clearing the old programs. That's how you raise your vibration, is clearing the old programs. But it doesn't have to run your whole world anymore, okay? It can be something you do while you create and play. It can be something you do. And so you don't have to be bound to the old limits and belief systems anymore. That's the beauty of this. And so this will assist with that. It will break it down. We walk through a lot of these things. We explain everything that's going on with the physical body, the temperature changes, the expansion, the forgetting things, the memory, all of it, as the body deconstructs and reconstructs. And it does. On a cellular level, your entire physical reality is located inside of your physical body. And I stop so that can be absorbed. And that one includes three quantum light activations, too, that are important for physical body ascension to occur, if people choose to use this. And they all work with activating your light body and your Merkaba. Because it doesn't have to be as hard as it was before. It's through unity consciousness now. Used to be you would have to use your mental constructs in order to try to activate your Merkaba. And now the simple way, the divine feminine way, it is basically you do the opposite of what you used to do on a human level. And it actually activates your Merkaba and reverses field spin. And when you come to peace and unity inside, your Merkaba will build itself. All you have to do is hold that place in that space. It's actually quite beautiful and easy to do now. So this will assist with that. It's three parts because I've got the roosters in the background because I live in Kauai. But everything's nature and natural. Yeah. But they work with the light body. They work with the rotational spin. They work with your bubble, which is your universe. And unification and maintaining that sacred space of unity consciousness, which is we consciousness. And before I embodied, then I didn't know who they were. I had this whole team and all this kind of stuff. But as you embody, you become the whole team. You become all of these aspects, and it's about you becoming new things. So that's part two, which is 5.5 hours, and everything is to be absorbed. Everything is an activation. It's not a linear thing. So while you might take notes or write it down, don't focus so hard on trying to remember. You want to just have heard it and then allow. You want to be aware of it. But it's an activation. Everything is an activation of what you already know. You're using this to activate your own knowing, your inner connection, what you already understand. So it's an activation and an allowing, an activation and then a new awareness, an activation and becoming and allowing these things. And so the more you listen to them, the more they activate that presence and that essence and the ease. Part three, I wanted to do something live with you guys. And so I created, and this is brand new, New Earth Transitions. It's a live group video discussion session that we're going to do together. On August 25th, which is Saturday, I, as you can tell, can go forever because we have plenty we can cover and we never run out. And most people don't get tired or they go to sleep, one of the two. I set aside 3 to 4 hours for this. And it's light encoded and it's quantum consciousness expansion. It's going to be a session that we do together. And we are going to talk about dissolving the veils, identifying matrix programming, provide ways to break all of that down and shift it really easily yourself. This will be interactive. It'll be with all of us together. It'll be a session group for all of us to work things. It'll be recorded. There is a PDF in there right now for people to utilize prior to. Also, it's not included or typed up in this, but I'm starting a new email series. That is like a journey that people follow through with me. They get an email every week, and I take them into different aspects of this journey, and I'm explaining, and it'll go for weeks. It's one email a week, and that's part about New Earth Transitions too, because this is a transition of our entire reality out of old ones into old new ones. And because it's such a vast process, then I chose to do this, and I'll be releasing that as soon as I finish getting it set up in the next few days, hopefully. And that will be a journey that people can follow, that I'll actually be using my own awarenesses, experiences, and giving examples and explaining things. I do everything from the highest state of consciousness. I don't play in any of the lower stuff. And so this is a live. You can come participate, ask your questions, do the exercises. We're going to do a lot of things together with this one. And then as a bonus, I'll have the email series that I've already put in one of the first modules within the Mastery School, which is where I house everything. And I have free newsletters and updates where I write and share and support and inspire. I write on a regular basis because part of our roles is to share the information that makes a difference here. And so I will send out information on cosmic activations that are occurring and Stargate openings in addition to how it applies on an energetic level. New Earth has an entirely new value system. Everything is new. Everything is different, and everything's based upon the energies of New Earth. And so I teach the energies of New Earth in everything that I do so that each person can look at their own life, see their relationships, because this affects everything in our life, our jobs, where we live, our relationships. Everything has to be reworked, and it all has to be aligned on a soul level and the highest consciousness available to each one of us in order for it to be sustained now. And so one of my phrases is there's no reality with duality, because duality realities are now collapsing at record speed because the matrix that held them in place is inside each person's body, and it was in Gaia, and Gaia is collapsing those too. So we explain all of these things and we share, and the knowledge that will assist each person in shifting this themselves. It's about being re-empowered. To basically stand in your power and shift your entire reality vibrationally yourself. And it can be easy if you are ready and allow it to be, which is what we like. So, how's that, Ian?
Wow. Beautiful. Beautiful.
So,
yeah, multidimensional consciousness, new earth activation package. You know, those activations in part one, you know, to clear the ancient energies and the belief systems. I mean, so if we're standing and we're looking, you know, at ourselves, our true self, and really believe and really say that we're ready, then when we make that statement and we want to step into really our true self, then by listening to these activations, they will help. Did you say they activate our DNA coding, the new DNA coding?
They do. They activate your multidimensional DNA, your higher consciousness DNA. I would ask you, Ian, to let go of the word true and make it pure. The reason I say it is anytime you have a true, you have a false, and you've got a duality game going on. Because our human ego would get caught up with this is true, that isn't true. But if you, when you say the words, my purest aspect of me, it actually vibrationally activates inside. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I can feel the difference in the vibration between the words. So thank you for pointing
out. You
want
to pay attention to every word you use. Every word we use creates a reality for ourselves and each other. And so we have to change every word from a duality word, a judgment word, to one that resonates and speaks to the very highest vibrational frequency that's true for us at that time. This is a constant expansion of consciousness. But our soul is pure. There's no distortions, none.
Mm-hmm.
And so you want to connect with that very purest place inside of you, which is deep, deep, deep inside beneath all the programming. You want to go as deep as you can. And when you do, all that programming will start to clear. And it's all of our existences. It's Lemurian, it's Atlantean, it's Sirian, it's Lyran, it's Arcturian, it's all our galactic aspects. You will have each one of these will activate inside of you vibrationally through an energy, and you will feel it. The Elohim, it's beautiful. It's the most beautiful experience, but you have to surrender your ego completely and let completely go and trust and know, because it's only your ego aspect that doesn't trust. And the moment you recognize that, this is about getting everybody to that place of reconnecting on that deep, sacred, beautiful, galactic soul level inside, so that you can maintain this and bring all of those realities that you desire the most on a soul level here. One thing I want to say, Ian, is that we don't understand at the time until we've gone through these things is that we have a soul journey. And we have a galactic, if you will. They get separated. We have human, soul, and galactic. And we have to do all of them. Okay? And so a lot of people go the starseed route for a while. But then you have to do the soul route, too. And you merge the two of them. And so if you've done the deep soul work, then eventually you'll go galactic, too. And so this will bring, I take all states of consciousness and I pull them all together. I take all words and I combine them and break everything down so that it can be easier if we understand that we have to unify everything back into one inside of us and come to that place. I used to say peace is my barometer, because the moment I would come to peace inside, everything else would fall away. And when you can maintain that state of peace inside, then you can maintain clarity and you can shift everything yourself. So all of these things assist you with achieving this within yourself. And then the beauty is if you're truly, truly ready, it will be easy. It will be the only time you have a challenge is for your ego aspect. You will never be challenged on a soul level. Now be quiet with that one.
Yeah. Lovely.
So,
and then they also get.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to recap what they get. They also get 3 to 4 hours with you in that in that session, that live.
Which is
session.
Really powerful when we do this together. I do them on Zoom video so that everybody can come in. You get to see each other. I used to do the audio, the voices, but once I started doing the video, everybody really enjoyed that more. It's more personal. You're bringing this openness into a place and a space where there's no judgment, where everything is accepted, but where you also understand we break the ego down. So if the ego presents, we're like, hold on, stop. Let's deal with this. Let's work with this. And we actually work through these things. We break the whole construct of the ego down together, which makes it really easy to see how deep our programming is. And when we do it together, you know, on a human level, none of us could open up. We had all this judgment going on. And you're in a space with other people who are doing the weird and the bizarre and crazy stuff, and it's normal too, because multidimensionality is the new normal. If you'll start to notice, things are shifting really quick. And so embracing the new normal, which is multidimensionality, means things will be a whole lot easier the moment we do. Earth went multidimensional. It's not a single dimension anymore. So when you walk around, you're not in one dimension anymore. So what we do is assist with understanding all of this so that you can actually shift into a completely different vibrational reality, a whole new timeline, all new realities. It's kind of cool. It's a lot of fun, too.
Yeah. Well, thank you for putting that together and making that available. I know that some people might be familiar with your work, but if you're not mm-hmm. familiar with Lisa's work and you haven't taken any of her programs before, this is a wonderful, wonderful compilation to assist with your awakening and your ascension. And then you get to work with Lisa in that video session as well. So you really get to experience the energy that Lisa brings. So thank you so much for this offer. Very, very much appreciated.
Thank you. I'm excited to do this with everybody. I picked it at the end of August to give everybody a few weeks. There's a PDF in there for people to do and all the activations. So it gives them time to start working before we actually come in together, because it takes a little bit of time. You know, some people, they'll have instant awareness. Other people, it takes like a couple days or a few weeks or whatever the case may be. So I allowed enough time for everybody to get started now so that by the time we come together, they'll have all new questions. Does that make sense?
Yep, sure does.
Good. Thank you.
Beautiful. Well, why don't we do this, Lisa? If you're okay with this, you know, I would love it if you would share that meditation or that process that you have for the group as a wonderful way to close this space.
I would love to. It's an activation. It's light encoded. And so if anybody's driving, don't do this. Make sure that wherever you are, some people, this will bring them into a higher state of consciousness. When you expand, a lot of times, a lot of people don't know when you expand your consciousness, our human will lose consciousness. And so I don't want anybody to lose consciousness on me here. But it'll put you to sleep. So anybody that's doing this, it's a new activation I wrote this morning just to bring everybody into presence and into a place and a space. So if you are stationary and you can kind of chill and relax for a moment, then I will ask you to get really still. When we finish, I'll get quiet, and then I'll tell everybody to come back in, and then I'll let Ian close it back out. So everybody close your eyes and quiet your mind and open your heart to truly see that you are the most divine, loving, pure, intelligent light being. That it's time for you to remember to shift beyond the old, to fully see and understand why you are on this earth. As you open your heart fully, tears, anger, grief, blame, and hurt will flow. This is a cellular cleansing process to raise the vibration of your body so that you can experience multidimensional new earth. as your old memories go, new ones will take their place. Ones of all of your existences, the pure ones. As the distortions become visible, to dissolve and fall away. Your cellular body is key, expanding your consciousness constantly activates this. As you close your eyes and tune your consciousness from within, the outside starts to come alive as the inside awakens too. Fuzzy vision and foggy groggy, amnesia between the realms, dissolving all of the veils and perceptions of separation are necessary for unification to occur. As you unify inside, everything starts to change. Pure love, beauty, magic, bliss, and joy can be felt. As your heart opens to the fifth dimension, New Earth is your new home, where you reside in peace, where unity isn't just a word you use, it's how you actually live. Kindness, consideration, respect, valuing yourself and each other in all new ways. As your soul is allowed to emerge, vibrational new earth appears, becoming visible all around you here. First from inside, then outside. Your whole being has to vibrate at your highest vibrational frequency to experience this in the physical here. Once you see it inside, in your dreams, you will realize all is real. Living here is vibrational. As you hold the energy of your own soul inside, observing your own human programming and choosing where you actually want to reside, breathe presence. In tune, fully connected from inside, feel, encapsulate all of you for this to occur now. Mahalo.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, Lisa, thank you so much for being here with us all today, for sharing, and for really helping us really shift our perspectives and paradigms. Thank you for that vibration that you bring to help us to transcend, to awaken, to ascend. It's been
all of it.
Such a pleasure. It's been such a pleasure, and I know
the audience
and community have been really, really responsive. There's people that are just, writing in saying, thank you so much. I really needed that. And so many comments from people saying you're just such a blessing and you've changed so many people's lives. So,
well, thank you. And it's truly an honor. I appreciate the opportunity to come together and for you guys, because everything you do is important. Remember, it's really important. Everything you do is for all of us. So when you're sleeping, when you're relaxing in nature, when you're clearing all the things that don't appear to be important, they're actually the most important thing in order to clear all that programming so that everybody can come together and work together and live in unity consciousness here. So it's really important. So thank you guys for all you're doing too, because I know we all have been doing this for a really long time, and this is your light at the end of the tunnel.
Yay,
thank you.
Yeah, and you know, just to bring your attention, everyone, back to the offer that Lisa has put together for everyone. You know, that's her energy, that's her gift, that's her offering to everyone. And the activations can really, really assist in your ascension. And you can also work with Lisa, plus there's that crystalline that call as well, which really helps you understand. So yeah. take a look at that and feel into, you know, the resonance there. You're here, you're listening to Lisa. She's shared this with you. And so really feel into that. It sounds like it would be a wonderful, wonderful way to really accelerate our ascension when we say we're ready. Are you ready?
Are you ready, baby? Let's do this.
Are you ready?
Well, and I want to say this too. Information is our power, okay? The knowledge that we hold, that's your power. That's where your power is. So part of the reason that I do this with everybody is so that they understand that this doesn't have to be as harsh as it used to be. We don't have to have the rough, tough roads anymore. It can be so, on a soul level, everything is simple here. So we bring that simplicity in. Okay, so it's about simple and easy if you're willing to do the work.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you. All right, we're going to wind this down. So all you beautiful lights out there that have attended the show, thank you so much for bringing your amazing energy and your vibration. Yeah, as Lisa said, every single thing that you do makes a difference. And just you being here and raising your vibration makes a difference, not only for yourself, but for all of us and all beings in all realms. So thank you for, you know, being committed to shining your light. So love you all. Much love to you all. We thank Divine Mother, Divine Father, Mother Earth, Father Son, Ancient Ones, all the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power, and service for being here, for supporting us. So much love to you all. Take care. Bye now.